sit or lay down comfortably. Today's Easter meditation, I would like to walk with Christ. I will not have events chronically. I will have them as they come to me, so just follow along and see what comes to you. Close your eyes and start to focus on your breath. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Keep breathing. I want you to picture yourself walking along the dusty road. The sun is hot in the sky. Sweat is running down your back. It's dusty and hard to breathe. You're wearing a long robe as they did in the days of Jesus, and you wear sandals on your feet. You feel hungry and thirsty, but you keep walking along that dusty road. A bit ahead, on a grass slope, you see a crowd. You get curious and go closer to the crowd. People are sitting on the slope listening to a man teaching them, and you go closer in order to hear what he is saying. Listen to his teaching. You are offered bread and fish to eat and some water to drink. The man looks at you right into your eyes and says, "Follow me and I will make you a fisherman of men." You decide to follow him. You walk behind him with others that also walk with him, and you come to a city. You enter the walls of the city and start moving through the streets. You go to a temple and sit down to rest. And while you rest, you get to ask him questions. What questions do you ask, and what answers does he give you? Thank you. There is a commotion and a servant comes to get him. Child is dying and they need him. He gets up and hurries with the servant to the house, but the child have already passed. You see him usher everyone out of the room but you. You watch him go closer to the child, how he gently takes his hand and caresses the child's face, breathes into the child and says, "Wake up and raise." You see the child's eyelids flicker as the soul is drawn back into the body and the child opens its eyes. There is a silence as they look into each other's eyes and you see how they communicate with no words, but you know what they are saying. Now you're sleeping on a boat and the wind is picking up. Soon there is a fierce storm that is trying to tear the ship apart. Everyone else is rushing in panic on the ship deck, and then the door is open, and he steps out. He goes to the railing and lifts one hand towards the sky and says, "Be still." A lightning lights up the sky as the wind dies down and the water starts to calm. He turns around to look at you, slightly disappointed, and you want to tell him that you were never really worried, that you believe in him. He smiles at you as if reading your mind and turns around and walks back and the door closes behind him. A servant comes to him to tell him that Lazarus have died. It's the first time you see real grief cross his face, the loss of a close friend. He gets up and hurries out the door and you scramble together his things to bring with you as you hurry after him. You see the sisters meeting up with him, crying, One is hammering him in the chest. Why didn't you come sooner? Our brother is dead. You could have saved him. You see him at the grave, debating whether or not it's the best thing to do. Let dead be dead or bring him back to life. You see how he struggled with the decision. Why? What to do? Finally calls his name and he comes out of the tomb. You see them embrace, the intimacy between close friends more like brothers. The one who has your back, the one you rely on. Now you walk with him as he enters the Garden of Gethsemane. You watch as he walks away to pray alone. You see the slump of his shoulders and how tired he looks, almost defeated. And you just want to run after him and hold him. Tell him it's going to be okay. But you also know this is one thing you cannot help him with. Relieve him from. You can only be here and wake for him. Time goes by slowly. You hear the night sounds, the crickets, the wind in the leaves. Then you see him. His face is haggard, and he stumbles to you. His clothes are red, and you see traces of blood on his skin, face, arms, feet. You reach out an arm to support him, and he holds on to you and closes his eyes for just a moment, drawing strength from you. You put your arm around him and gently lead him out of the garden. Keep this emotion of having him close to your heart as you start to come back and focus on the breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. He was a man who walked the earth. Today, you get to walk with him for but a moment. Open your eyes when you're ready. Happy Easter. Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine.